Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believing and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for Retirement, Estate, Taxes, Income, Risk, and Enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. Welcome to Wealth Map Radio. We're going to dive in today and discuss the retirement red zone. I don't know about you, but I tend to watch a lot of football. I follow both college and the NFL. I'm an enthusiast, and I love the game. And we know the red zone, when you're past the opposite team's 20-yard line or so, or about the 20 or closer to the end zone, that is the red zone. It is critical. All kind of metrics and statistics are tracked on red zone efficiency and things like this. So what we want to look at within the retirement landscape is how effective is your plan for dealing with the retirement red zone. This is defined as that 4 to 5 years before and after you first retire. This is when a big mistake, just like a fumble in the red zone, really, really hurts the team a lot more than, say, a fumble at midfield. In your retirement, the first 4 to 5 years before and after you retire, this is where big market losses can do permanent, unrecoverable damage because your account is likely at its largest size that it's ever been, and you're starting to take money out. So losses in that window, the retirement red zone, hurt way more. They are so much more impactful, says all the science and data, than losses that would have hit you 20 years earlier or even 20 years after you begin retirement. Isn't that interesting? In fact, if we take the cases here of two different retirees, we're going to name them lovingly Tom and Jerry, the average rate of return for both of them will be exactly the same. And we're going to look at a 25-year period for Tom and Jerry. But Tom has poor returns during the first 3 to 5 years of the retirement red zone, while Jerry has positive, even if just modestly positive, returns during the retirement red zone. What you're going to see is that the actual returns that make up, the year-by-year returns that make up this 25-year example are exactly the same. And they both average 7.33%, so 7 1/3%. All right? But the order in which these returns happen between Tom and Jerry will make all the difference. Both Tom and Jerry have $1 million to start, for example. Both want to take out $40,000 during year one, going with the 4% rule here, I guess, and have their withdrawals increase by 3% per year to help keep up with inflation. So during the first 5 years of retirement for Tom, he experiences 3 negative years. During Jerry's first 5 years, he only experiences 1 negative year. And again, the returns themselves are exactly the same, just ordered differently. For Tom here, if we try to do this, starting with $1 million, take out $40,000 year one, inflation adjustments of 3% a year. If we have a poor red zone experience like Tom does here, in this example, he runs out of money in year 19 of the 25-year block. He receives only about $911,000 in total withdrawals before running out of money, even though he started with $1 million at the beginning, and even though the average of the returns is indeed a healthy and respectable 7 1/3% per year. But he's out of money at year 19. Tom is not happy. By contrast, Jerry experiences the exact same annual returns, the exact same, just in a different order. He is able to limit his losses in the first 5 years to only one negative year instead of three like Tom. He still experiences all of the negative years Tom does just later on, when the retirement red zone has already passed. What is the result for Jerry? He does not run out of money. He has been able to experience $1,458,000 in total withdrawals, and his account balance after this 25-year stretch of returns is $1,894,000, almost $1.9 million. Let me say 1.9 for easy math. And that is taking into account, remember, he started with $1 million just like Tom. He took out $40,000 per year, increasing it by 3% a year for inflation, just like Tom. They both experience the exact same rates of returns, just in different orders. And because of that, Jerry still has nearly, or he does now have, nearly $900,000 more than he started with, despite taking out over $1.4 million from his $1 million starting balance. Same money in, same money out, same average returns, but a different order of the annual returns. And that is the story of Tom and Jerry, with very different results. Tom was never able to recover from having three of his first 5 years be negative, even though there were many, many great years thereafter. This is because losses in the retirement red zone, that 4 to 5 year period before and after retirement, are magnified. This is when your accounts are likely the largest they've ever been, up to that point at least, and also when you first start taking out withdrawals to live on. It's a transition. And if you fumble, if you have two great negatives or two great of negative years in that retirement red zone, it may be unrecoverable. The Compass Report is critical in analyzing your risk in the retirement red zone, and part of the Compass Report includes a unique risk analysis that goes a long way to helping you navigate those retirement red zone risks. What we'd like to offer you today here on Wealth Map Radio, if you are one of the first seven to call in and set up a free visit with us, the phone number is 484-600-6512. If you're one of the first seven, we'll do your Compass Report for you, the unique risk analysis, and we're also going to give you a book on this topic called The Volatility Shield, which is all about sequence of return risk, how the retirement red zone time frame is so critical to have your game plan right. You can also always visit us at wealthmapradio.com. You can set up your own visit right there if you'd like, see our calendar, read a little bit more about the Compass Report. The phone number again is 484-600-6512. The returns I used for Tom were the actual raw returns of the S&P 500 since the turn of the century through last year. For Jerry, I used the same returns, but I randomized them to prove the point that, it's not how much you earn, but when you earn it, that matters the most. Let's focus on Tom a little bit. He ran out of money in the 19th year, was not happy because his next door neighbor, best buddy, Jerry, experienced vastly different results, even though they had the same average in their rates of return. What could Tom have done to help his case? Obviously, it would be great if we could predict what markets will do, because then navigating the retirement red zone would be a cakewalk. It would cease to actually be a threat. But that's not possible. That's not reality. So Tom could have used what is called a retirement buffer or a volatility shield, which is the name of the book we're giving away for the first seven, to set up a free visit with us today. So imagine this setup. If Tom allocated 60% of his portfolio to a retirement buffer that acts as a volatility shield, the strategy we would use here has a 0% floor. So negative market years are now eliminated on 60% of the portfolio. This is far safer and better than bonds with that 0% guaranteed floor. Because remember what bonds did in 2022? Negative more than 13%. So much for a safe haven. I'd much rather have a guaranteed floor against losses, like retirement buffers often do. This retirement buffer also has a ceiling of 10.75%, meaning we can make up to that amount every single year, and gains are contractually locked in once achieved. Now, is 10.75% a bad annual return? Of course it isn't, especially if we have the guarantee against market losses. So with this buffer strategy in place and allocating 60% of the portfolio to it, if the market does, say, 5%, then we get 5% on that portion of the portfolio. If the market does 12%, well, then we're hitting our cap, so we get 10.75%. That is still not bad. If the market does negative 20%, you know, sort of like in 2022, you hold firm. The floor kicks in to protect you, so you don't have any losses in that year, and you maintain, listen to me, you maintain all previous year's gains as well. So if Tom, let's rerun it, if Tom had that in place for 60% of his portfolio, letting the other percent, the 40% other, remain in the market, instead of running out of money in the 19th year, he would still have a balance of over $440,000 at the end of the 25-year span. Instead of getting out only $911,000, he would have a total value of nearly $1.9 million. That is a million-dollar positive difference, nearly a million-dollar positive difference compared to simply relying on the market alone. Mathematically, let me talk to you here, get a little bit technical. Mathematically, what Tom has done here is shrink the impact of his losses by 60%. It is interesting that he still does experience three negative years in the first 5 years of his retirement. His retirement red zone is still not perfect, but those negatives now have 60% less depth, as we call it, or you can just call it 60% less pain. If the stock market is negative by 10%, for example, but 60% of your portfolio has a guaranteed 0% floor thanks to a retirement buffer strategy, then only 40% of your portfolio is down by that 10%, which means your entire portfolio is only down 4%. It is a lot easier to recover from a shallow loss, like a 4% down year, compared to a 10 or 20 or 30% down year. See how the retirement buffer in place mitigates and takes the 60% of the bite or the depth away from the losses, and if losses do occur, they are recovered from much, much quicker. The retirement buffer, strategies like it, help protect you in that retirement red zone. Even if you do fumble, you can recover it, staying with the football example. If you do experience really healthy returns in your retirement red zone, that 4 to 5 years before and after your retirement starts, your chance of having your money last increases exponentially. So we want to do everything we can to ensure that happens, but we cannot predict what the markets will actually do, can we? No. Therefore, take a strategy. Use strategies that are beyond buy, hold, and pray, and eventually it'll be okay. I know that's what most everyone tells you. When you enter the retirement red zone, that is like taking the field with a blindfold on. Strategies like the retirement buffer and others are critical during your retirement red zone. So whether or not you are still, you know, working toward retirement, you're closing in on it, just retired, or well down the path, there are different periods of your retirement that become critical. You enter the red zone more than once, depending upon your situation, no matter if you're 20 years into retirement or just starting. 484-600-6512. If you are one of the first seven today, we'll give you a book on this very topic, showing you all the math, and it's a great story, actually. The Volatility Shield by David McKnight is a fantastic story. So I think you'll find the book highly entertaining. 484-600-6512. You can set up your own visit as well, right at wealthmapradio.com. I think one of the more unique things you will find in the Compass Report is that we take a look at where you are headed right now. We stress test it, we project out with reasonable assumptions, the tax risk, inflation risk, market risk, all of these different, and more, but all of these different components are projected out, and we call that the current path analysis or projection. That's part one of the Compass Report. Part two is a more holistic path where we do tax-efficient planning. We do risk mitigation, like with retirement buffers and those kind of things we're talking about. And, of course, the market side of the portfolio is very important, and things are done to optimize that commonly as well. And how does all that play in with your estate, with your overall goals and your objectives? I know we talk a lot about math here on the show, and that is because opinions don't matter. Your opinion does not matter, and neither does ours. What matters is math, and we let that dictate. I think that that's what you would ask from a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which is all we do, to let the math guide to be unemotional. In all transparency, that is also what we ask from you when we visit with you, when we create your Compass Report. We ask you as well to let the math dictate. We can tell you with some certainty, because we have retired hundreds and hundreds of times by virtue of our clients, that those who can check the emotions at the door, ironically, and let the math guide, right, the boring part, just let the math guide, those retirees have much more fun in their retirement. They travel more. They have less stress because they're letting the math guide, and having wise professionals who are experienced and specialize in this part of the industry and have chosen to do this with their lives. We can choose whatever we want to do. Maybe it's because we're a bunch of nerds, but this is what we do. We love it. We're passionate about it. And because of that, and the vast experience, we do know what tends to work. And we also do know what tends not to work. Retirement is not a set-it-and-forget-it thing. It is not a short-term endeavor. There will be pitfalls. There will be winding paths. There will be headwinds. That is why the Compass Report and all the stress testing that goes into it is critical. It is far insufficient in your retirement plan to break out Excel and simply pick an average rate of return and just go and all that kind of stuff. It does not work. It is far insufficient. it is not robust enough. You must model in volatile rates of return. You must model in catastrophic events occurring in your retirement, because at some point or another, what would you say the probability of a massive financial emergency happening in your retirement, a 20 to 30 year span, likely is? It's high. We know it. You must model in the cost of long-term care for at least one of the spouses. You must model in tax increases. You must model in periods of high inflation. Many people skimp out, even advisors skimp out on doing that kind of thing. Your Compass report is robust. It manages those things. It attacks them and shows you in clear, transparent, black and white, the dangers you face, the opportunities that you have, and the strengths that you have. We want to know each of those. And in, therefore, part two, the more revised path or component of the Compass report, we show you, with tax-efficient planning, with risks mitigated, with retirement buffers in place, the difference in net spendable income you might experience, the difference in your taxes throughout retirement that you might experience, how much lower they might be, how to create multiple streams of tax-free income, how to achieve the goals you're looking at with greater certainty, because we've now stress-tested the heck out of it, than otherwise possible, and that your current path would have you be on. So I, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, let us give you a free copy of the Volatility Shield. Volatility Shield. It's a great book by David McKnight, highly entertaining and insightful. When you're one of the first seven today to call in and set up a free visit with us at Whispering Brook Financial, the phone number is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. We will also do your Compass report complimentary so that you can see what might be possible for you. And yes, it is complimentary because it's our opportunity to impress you, to show you what our team might be able to do. And it is a team. 484-600-6512. Now, what about some academic support? Michael Kitsis is one of the most respected authors and researchers in the retirement landscape. And he has done many studies, in fact, emphasizing on this retirement red zone concept. He even calls it the retirement red zone that we're talking about today. And he finds in one of his studies that how your portfolio does in roughly the first decade or so of retirement is far more predictive of whether your money lasts than looking at a 30-year average return. And this is to also say, quoting Tom Hegna, who is also an economist and someone who speaks highly on retirement income planning, travels around the country, training advisors how to do retirement income planning. And he mentions that when you retire, and I'm going to expand this to the retirement red zone, again, the first 4 to 5 years before and after you retire, he says that when you get there, average returns mean nothing. Now the year-by-year returns and their order mean everything, hence the buffer strategies, hence mitigating losses to the greatest extent or avoiding them altogether to the greatest extent possible. So Michael Kitsis, going back to him, he concludes here, and just paraphrasing a little bit, but he says long-term 30-year returns don't matter. If the returns are so bad or unhealthy in the first decade that you run out of money before the good returns ever show up. It is the case, ladies and gentlemen, that even those with a higher, say 25 or 30 year average return, are in more danger if their first 4 to 5 years of retirement are unhealthy, which can come at any time, than someone else who has a healthy retirement red zone, but a lower overall average rate of return. Again, especially in this retirement red zone. Average rates of return mean nothing. They go out the window. It's not a useful metric at all. We must look at the volatility of the year-by-year returns. Another commentary on what we're calling here is sequence of return risk. See, technical name for it. Notes that it is most dangerous during the first 10 years of retirement because that is when retirement portfolios are largest. This is an important comment because losses, which are expressed in percentages, compound over decades from a much bigger starting balance. This is also more evidence from the academic world as to why losses in that retirement red zone, the first few years before and after retirement, matter so much more, because those losses compound when you start withdrawing money to live on at the same time that unhealthy years or losses might be occurring. It makes recovery, in many cases, impossible. We all met people. We all know of people who in the late 90s thought they were going to be great. They retired in 1999. What happened in 2000? The dot-com bubble came, blew up. Now, they still might have had the 7 or 8 or 9% average they were hoping for. But we also all know people during that time that had to go back to work because the retirement red zone was unhealthy. They fumbled. Same thing happened in 08. Same thing happened in 2022. Same thing happened in the COVID crash, even though that was much shorter lived. All right. Well, I hope you really follow what we're saying here in the retirement red zone being so critical. And it's not only the first, several years before and after retirement starts. You can experience different red zone opportunities throughout your retirement depending on what's going on. You might have some kind of emergency, or you might have some kind of opportunity that might come with some risk that needs to be mitigated. That is a new red zone trip. We encourage you to get your Compass report done. It has a unique risk analysis component as part of it that helps navigate the retirement red zone. The phone number to set up that free visit is 484-600-6512. The website is wealthmapradio.com, just the name of the show, wealthmapradio.com, 484-600-6512. When we come back, we're going to explore some more rubber meets the road real life case studies so you can continue to see the principles in action. Hang out with us. We'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your Compass report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. The last thing anybody wants in retirement is dodging financial bullets. Yet the threats are real. Policy changes, tax risk, market volatility, rising healthcare costs. We can't guard against every risk, but one thing we've learned, predictability is more important than potential. We help create predictable income streams, shield you from looming tax increases, and build a plan grounded in lasting principles. Because when your retirement is built on tax-free income, you can't not live, life just feels better. You feel better. And studies show that when these principles are in place, people live longer, healthier, and more fully. So let your journey begin with your personalized compass report. Visit wealthmapradio.com or call 484-600-6512 to schedule your complimentary visit. At Whispering Brook Financial, we give you the tools for the most important journey, yours.
Ernst & Young recently did a landmark study, fairly recently, within about 6 months ago. And that study is called Holistic Retirement Planning, Enhancing Outcomes with Insurance Products. And in this study, it showed the concepts that we've been talking about in this show. The concept of a volatility shield, or what we call a retirement buffer. Now, who is Ernst & Young? If you haven't heard of them, they are a global consulting and accounting firm that the wealthiest families and largest corporations on planet Earth turn to for their most complex financial modeling and forecasting. In other words, Ernst & Young is who the most wealthy families and businesses look to when making their most important financial decisions. So that's who they are. They did this study that looked at how incomes, all right, retirement incomes would be improved if we used a retirement buffer for 10, 20, and 30% of a portfolio. Now, they limited their study to those percentages, but we still find some very intriguing data. In their study, they utilized a fixed index annuity as a retirement buffer tool, which is a common choice because of the guarantees and features. Now, I do want to be very clear on something. We dislike most annuities. However, there are plenty out there that have no fees and are very client-friendly. You simply have to have a fiduciary advisor who is looking out for your best interest so that you get the right tool for the right job. That can definitely make all the difference for you. All right, so Ernst & Young found, here we go, here's some data. They found that allocating 10% of an investment portfolio, you know, just stocks, bonds, equities and bonds, things like that, allocating 10% of that portfolio to a retirement buffer increased the retiree's income throughout their retirement by 9.3% versus the investment portfolio alone. Allocating 20% of the investment portfolio toward the retirement buffer strategy increased income by 16.4%. And by, see, these are great increases. These are big jumps. This can make the difference between the golden year staying golden or turning a little blue. Allocating 30% of the investment portfolio to the retirement buffer strategy improved income amounts by a whopping 22.8% for retirees throughout their retirement, above and beyond what the investment portfolio is capable of on its own. What they found, in other words, is that utilizing the retirement buffer, in this case it was a fixed index annuity, there are others. No, bonds do not count, actually. That's also what the study shows. That using the retirement buffer strategy creates optimal results that are not replicatable without the retirement buffer in place. Not replicatable elsewhere. That is a key finding. So that is the Holistic Retirement Planning Study by Ernst & Young, came out in July of 2025. It was what many advisors already knew and have seen in their practice for years, but to the public, it was groundbreaking. They're like, wow, we can possibly improve our incomes by 20 and 30% by being smarter with our risk management. Again, advisors have known this stuff for decades, but it was a little bit eye-opening to the public at large because generally speaking, you're reading Fortune and Money Magazine and Kiplinger's and all this, and Barron's, and the focus tends to be advice that is coming from columnists or so-called gurus that don't work with clients day in and day out, like we do at Whispering Brook Financial. Well, all of this is to say that not only is this concept of a retirement buffer or volatility shield a strategy that can seriously improve the longevity of your assets, it can also materially increase the amount of income you have to live on. Increased safety, more potential income. Those are goals worthy of any endeavor for those who are near or in retirement. And this is smart planning. These differences, when we're talking an additional 16%, 22.8%, or more income on an annual basis when utilizing smart strategies, ladies and gentlemen, that is hundreds of thousands of dollars of difference of additional income in your retirement. Those differences, which are not small, do not happen on accident or by default. 484-600-6512. That's the phone number to set up your free visit. If you are one of the first seven today, we also give you a very relevant book called The Volatility Shield by David McKnight. You can set up your own visit right at wealthmapradio.com or 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. Well, for me as an avid football guy, this has been a really fun discussion for the show for me. Talking about the retirement red zone, and if you're not following football or know much about it, the red zone is the 20-yard line or closer to the end zone. And seasons are won and lost for teams, college, NFL, and the like, by inefficient red zone averages or red zone success rates. In other words, how many times, if you get into the red zone, do you actually score a touchdown? And on the corollary, or maybe the reciprocal, rather, of that, is the fact that turnovers, like a fumble or interception in the red zone, are statistically more damaging than, say, a fumble or interception at midfield. Now, that's highly interesting, and some of that might be because it dampens the morale of the team to a great degree. You know, we were that close. We were on the 4-yard line and fumbled it and everything. And, you know, the 2014 Patriots and Seahawks Super Bowl comes back to me. When Marshawn Lynch could have just pounded it in, but instead they threw the ball and Malcolm Butler on the Patriots intercepts it in the end zone and essentially game over and the Patriots won the Super Bowl. Well, that was a red zone fail of epic proportions. In retirement, the red zone is that 4 to 5 years before and after you retire. If your red zone experience mathematically, financially, with your money is healthy, in other words, you have no or very shallow negative years during that time, it is amazing how resilient your portfolio can be over the long run. It is also amazing how having a poor red zone experience, meaning several negative years or even one deep negative year, can damage and set askew the portfolio and the retirement plans to an unrecoverable level. There are many things that can do that. We think mostly of market losses, but of course, taxes and inflation are other ways to have losses. And those things in your Compass report are considered. Walls are built to defend against them. Strategies are employed to take opportunities, to take advantage of opportunities that might be unique to you. And the strengths are doubled down on that you already have. Everyone has dangers, opportunities, and strengths. The comprehensive Compass report is designed to identify them and react appropriately so that these increased outcomes that we're talking about, which are not small differences, might be possible for you as well. Again, that phone number is 484-600-6512. We've already given some examples that we shared in the first half of the show, but let me give you some very summarized examples here of a case study where you have two different portfolios, they're exactly the same amount of money. So they start with $1 million. We want to withdraw $40,000 a year. And if we have the first portfolio at a positive 10% year one and positive 8% year two, and then later on in the retirement outlook, negative years do come, after 20 years of withdrawals, $40,000 a year, right? So $800,000 of withdrawals, that $1 million portfolio is still around $650,000. That's a great chunk that's still hanging around. Portfolio number two instead has bad early years and good years later, the opposite. And it's the same annual returns in each case that we're looking at, the same average return, the same annual return, but different order. In this case, we start with $1 million. We're withdrawing $40,000 per year. The first 2 years are instead a negative 10% and negative 8%. Okay, well, even though the later years are strong, better than the first portfolio's returns later on, the damage that is done early is extremely hard to overcome. After 20 years of withdrawals now, the portfolio is down to roughly $100,000 instead of $650,000 like the first one. Again, listen, same long-term average returns between the two portfolios, the exact same average, but a huge gap in outcomes. $550,000 of gap, not a small difference. And that is only because losses happened early while we started living on the money. So in this example, one retiree ends up after 20 years with two-thirds of their money still intact, while the other is down to really the last scraps, even though they earn the exact same average on paper. Timing of returns is more important than what the returns actually are. So again, I'm going to repeat something I said in the first half of the show. It's not how much you earn in your portfolio. It is when you earn it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is key. It is a key principle. I'm telling you to write that down, unless you're driving. It is more important when your portfolio earns money than what your portfolio earns, especially when it is never more true than when you are in that retirement red zone. Looking to the world of the academic scholars out there who study these things, the mathematicians, the economists, major research from big firms shows the same pattern that we've been talking about. In one study, two retirees started with $1 million, took the same income, both averaged 6% over 30 years. The one who took a hit early, right in the retirement red zone, ran out of money in 15 years. The one who had good years first and bad years later, they still had bad years, finishes roughly with $2 million, doubling their starting balance. The point here, same average return, totally different outcome because of the order that those returns occur in. Other research shows that your returns in roughly the first 10 years of retirement explain or predict far more about whether your money will last than, rather than, considering what the market does over, say, a full 30-year retirement. I think you can follow that pretty well. How you start the race is, ironically, in this situation with retirement, probably much more important than how you end the race and what kind of returns you're receiving and achieving at the end. Now, I know these examples are generic and nice round numbers. I know they're not exactly your situation. I don't want that to bother you. I want you to find the principles and concepts that might apply to you. And you can scale up or down, you know, however you like with our examples here. But the ratios will be similar in your situation. In other words, the principles will likely apply to you as well on some level. So to that end, we always encourage you to come in and visit with us. The visit is complimentary. There is no obligation. We prepare your compass report for you, and the typical results that we see from a full comprehensive compass report are, firstly, usually a 30% increase in net spendable income. That's number one. And that's an average, all right? It can be higher or lower. But we just showed you a study from Ernst & Young, or went over a study from Ernst & Young, how allocating 30% of a portfolio to a buffer strategy, a retirement buffer account, instead of investment stocks and bonds alone, increases income by about 22 to 23%. Now what happens if we become more efficient with fees? What happens if we become more efficient with taxes and legally divorce the IRS? What happens if we can defend better against inflation? See, that was just one element, was taking away a lot of the risk of the portfolio and therefore having increased outcomes. All of that element and all the ones I just mentioned and more are considered in a comprehensive Compass report. So that's number one, usually an average increase of about 30% in net spendable income throughout your retirement. Number two, we find that the assets last 7 to 10 years or longer compared to the current paths projection. And thirdly, we find that the taxes you have in retirement are generally reduced by a third to 40% lower than what your current path projects. Sometimes it's even as much as 70 to 80% reductions that we see when we do Compass reports for people, depending on how they're positioned and what their outlook is. The Compass report is complimentary. We do not charge for it, nor do we give you a watered-down thing because we're doing it complimentary. It is the full, comprehensive analysis. It is free for the first 7 today to call in and set up a free visit with us at 484-600-6512. And also our gift, if you are one of the first 7, will be David McKnight's best-selling book, very relevant to this topic, called The Volatility Shield. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Now, here on the show, we often refer to an acronym, the word RETIRE, which stands for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and finally wrapping it all up with enjoyment. When we do the right holistic planning that covers those areas in your life, the retirement, estate, taxes, income planning, and risk mitigation, we often do have a plan that is in harmony, and the enjoyment, that final E in the acronym, is much more attainable. And we see that day in and day out with the clients we work with. But I do want to switch gears a little bit right now, as we focused a lot on the present, making sure the present is well managed, that strategies are executed at a high level to help you have the best retirement possible. So we've been there for this entire show. But let me switch gears. Over the next 20 years, the amount of wealth that will transfer from baby boomers to younger generations is estimated at $84 trillion. That is more than twice the amount of our astronomical national debt. And studies show that the younger generations that will stand to inherit this do not have a plan, or they have a very subpar plan. The perspectives and values that the preceding generation has that created that wealth are often not shared by younger generations, and they can be a threat to maintaining and preserving the wealth that has been built. Here's what we mean. 70% of wealth that is accumulated is gone by the second generation. By the third generation, more than 90% of it is gone. As in, poof, like it never existed, kind of gone. That means that the wealth that one generation spent sacrificing and being disciplined and that kind of thing, saving, investing, grinding, ends up having their children and grandchildren lose it or mishandle it. And often that's because there wasn't a plan, or even worse, there was a plan, but the family never talked about it. Legacy planning, which is what this is, fails in the same way that relationships fail. No communication, people making assumptions, being ruled by emotions. And without navigating these things, the results are the results. 70% gone in the second generation, 90% gone by the third. There is a generational clash in values that is important, if you're thinking about this legacy planning and estate planning, to be aware of and discuss. So let's talk about the generational divide, because it is our opinion and our experience that families lose money for these fundamental generational divide type of issues. Boomers, Gen X, millennials, Gen Zers, whatever, all view money completely from completely different lenses. And it's not better or worse. It is just different. So boomers, you grew up believing that you work hard, you save what you can, you don't complain, you retire at 65 with your house paid off, and you help your kids if you can. You leave something behind. That mindset comes from one of stability, a predictable pension, affordable housing, long careers at one job. So to boomers, money is linear. Work, save, retire, pass down, and help. Now we come to the Gen X generation, right? Very different. This is kind of called the Gen Xers, America's middle child, the latchkey kid, the ones who invented things, figured it out on their own. They had less guidance, more responsibility, higher college costs, rising interest rates, declining pensions, and parents who do not like to talk about money. They're cautious, independent, resourceful, and might be the most financially stressed generation alive right now because they're taking care of aging parents and raising kids. They're building wealth and losing sleep. And they're sandwiched between two very loud generations. And that brings us to the millennials. Millennials have a different story. They grew up being told, go to college, get good grades, and everything will be fine. Instead, they walked straight into the 2008 crash, student loan debt, wage stagnation, the housing affordability crisis, the gig economy. And now inflation kind of feels like a side quest in a video game. Millennials are skeptical of traditional financial advice, not because they don't care, but because they feel the world promised them one thing and delivered something else entirely. Now, whether or not that's true, that is their perspective and a very closely held belief. Then there's the Gen Z folks, Gen Zers. This group watched COVID, political chaos, layoffs, tech booms and busts, crypto roller coasters, climate anxiety, automation with an AI replacing jobs, and the rise of AI in general. And they're asking questions, having to ask questions the boomers would never have considered or even entered their stratosphere of thought. Should I buy a house or should I just buy land in the metaverse? Should I invest in a 401k or should I put that money towards a YouTube channel? Do I really want a 9-to-5 kind of life? Or should I buy a Sprinter van and become a nomad influencer on TikTok? That is their reality. And when you put all four of those generations together at the same table to discuss wealth, here's what happens, because we see it. Boomers talk about discipline. Gen X talks about responsibility. Millennials talk about survival. And Gen Z, when they do talk, talks about flexibility. Different worlds, all the same family, vastly different perspectives and values, none right or wrong necessarily, simply different. This harkens to that first E in the acronym RETIRE, which is estate planning. This includes legacy discussions, not just a will, a trust, advanced health care directives, all that, yes. But part of estate planning is the legacy discussion that often does not happen. So one thing we do at the firm is host family legacy meetings between generations. We often invite your estate planning attorney to join us if you have one, and if you don't, fine, we do. We begin the process of creating harmony while everyone is still here on planet Earth. We create open dialogues, communication, communicate the values, and an environment where all these seemingly clashing perspectives can be brought into focus. People often talk about doing this kind of legacy planning, but rarely do it. This is why we do. We help with it. You know, for those that do this kind of planning, the family wealth and legacies are preserved at a far higher rate. For example, the Rockefellers have the classic family meeting. Their wealth is now into the seventh generation. Their descendants meet at least twice a year, often including 100 or more family members to stay aligned on mission, values, and philanthropy. And many observers credit this ongoing family governance and communication as the key reason that their wealth has survived instead of the typical shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. Let me contrast that with the Vanderbilt legacy, which was also a billion-dollar-plus legacy. They had no cohesive strategy, no ongoing stewardship, no communication, lavish spending because values were not communicated. And the result is this, that while the Rockefellers have largely preserved their wealth, the Vanderbilt fortune mostly dissipated by the third generation, just like anyone else. So shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. One of the largest studies on wealthy families has found that 70% of transfers fail, period, and the main reasons weren't taxes or the stock market. 60% of those failures were blamed on breakdowns in trust and communication, 25% on unprepared heirs, and the rest for other reasons. Industry research shows that regular family meetings are rated as the single most effective strategy for successful wealth transfers among high net worth families, closely held businesses, and the like. Ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing the picture that estate planning is more than just, you know, drawing up trusts and wills and advanced healthcare directives. These are critical. We help with them. If you haven't had those done, we help and want to help. We have a nationwide network of attorneys at extremely discounted prices, more so than you can find because of the volume of this type of planning we do. However, we also dive into this for our high net worth clients, families, or anyone who wants to preserve wealth and create a legacy of more than just passing down money, but of values, of perspectives, of beliefs, of core principles. We find that the wealth lasts for multiples of generations instead of just one or two. Fidelity has recently reported that families who actually, you know, talk, imagine that, talk and communicate about their estate plans, their legacy, and inheritance details report much higher confidence and preparedness than those who don't. Like all things, a plan is critical. A Compass report goes a long way in helping toward this. The phone number is 484-600-6512. It's complimentary for the first seven today, as is the great book, The Volatility Shield, when you call to set up your free visit. 484-600-6512. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of West Springbrook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and examples shared may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor West Springbrook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio by calling 484-600-6512.